and welcome to another enlightening show of Awaken Your Inner Power, Mastering Your Thoughts, Emotions, and State of Being through the practice of being comfortable in the stillness and the power that lies within each and every one of us. I'm your host, Nancy Gentle Boudry, your guide to inner wisdom. My private practice is called Awaken with Light, and it's located in Westchester, Pennsylvania, but touching lives all across the globe remotely. You can learn more about me and the services I provide by visiting my website, awakenwithlight.com. And if you'd like to receive free helpful tools and techniques to assist you in getting peace now, visit my website and click the banner ad, Get Peace Now, and begin receiving your helpful information to support your journey. And for those of you who wish to have one-on-one consultation, give me a ring. Call me at 484-876-1048 or email me at nancy@awakenwithlight.com. And if you respond after this show, I do offer a free 30-minute consultation to help map out a unique plan for you to gain that inner peace, to gain that inner power, and awaken your own light. So call me today. Today's show is titled Releasing the Toxicities of Anger and Resentment. We joke about road rage. We have lots of shows on TV like The Simpsons and Family Guy that depict people who are angry, cynical, making us laugh. And this behavior is considered almost like a great quality, a defense mechanism in dealing with this challenging life that we live. We even teach our kids that anger can be fun and cute with Angry Bird games. Angry Bird? Really? Wrapping paper, stuffed animals? But dwelling in this cynical, sarcastic place is not all that it's cracked up to be. Humor at the expense of ourselves and others is not healthy for our mindset. Think about this for a moment. Our mindset is fed thoughts. Thoughts carry vibration. Positive thoughts carry high vibration. Negative thoughts carry low vibration. This, in turn, feeds the cells in our body nourishment that either raises or lower our vibration, like feeding your body wholesome foods versus junk food. Now, you might be saying right now, Nancy, aren't you taking this a bit too far? It's only humor. It's not really what you think. You're being too sensitive. But I beg to differ. In my 9 years of private practice, these same toxic thoughts I see in people, they are forced to play over and over again that person who they admired or loved or was loved by, delivering blows that were stinging. And then they turn around and say, "You're way too sensitive. I'm just joking. It's only a joke. I didn't mean what I said. I was just making a funny. You're blowing it way out of proportion." Poison. This is the dis-ease, the disharmony in our bodies, folks. You absorb this stuff. You might laugh it off and say, "Yeah, I know you're just joking," but deep down inside, it stung, it hurt. You ask, "How does this affect my body? I'm not getting the connection. It's just words." Well, in Eastern philosophy, which is my background, I'm a Reiki practitioner, master and teacher. Eastern philosophy believes that dis-ease in the body is formed by mental and emotional stimuli that settles into ourselves when we accept consciously and unconsciously negative thoughts and feelings about ourselves. These negative thoughts and feelings attach themselves to the energy field, the energy that's flowing in our bodies, and causes disruption in the flow of life force, the life force energy. And this diminishes the vital functions of organs and cells of the physical body. So See, the life force energy I'm referencing is what they read when they read the EKGs. It's the energy that sustains life. Life force energy nourishes the organs and cells of the body, supporting them in their vital functions. And when the flow of life force energy is disrupted, it causes diminished function in one or more of the organs and tissues in our physical body. And we're alive because of this life force flowing through us. Anger is a negative emotion filled with toxicity, lower vibration. And I'm calling anger, but let's call it all. Anger, resentment, jealousy, they all stem from the same source or root. And this is junk food for our bodies. Cultivating anger and cynicism and sarcasm and criticism through humor fuels this poison within. So much so that we begin to accept it as part of our identity. Do you see the correlation here? And then we tell our children, when other children say derogatory remarks and other kids laugh, oh, just brush it off. It's how they feel about themselves. But it's toxicity. It's hard to not absorb it. So we have to start training ourselves to not speak it. So how do we stop this pattern and still enjoy humor? Everything in balance, folks. Everything in balance. We used to laugh at Lucille Ball, I'm really dating myself, or Groucho Marx. And they were funny and they, you know, hurt themselves and we would laugh. But we got to figure out the balance. You know, now our humor is so funny. You know, Adam Sandler and all these people, I can't seem to come up with more names, but you know who they are. And we laugh. But they're at the expense of others. They're at the expense of ourselves. So we need to just find that balance and get back to not always having that sense of humor that is at the cost of someone else. Release the anger, the jealousy, the resentment pinned up inside by choosing to release being a victim of what you're angry about. Can you delve deep? Now, this takes courage, and it takes love and compassion toward yourself, and I'm going to say the same thing every week. But we have to delve in there. What is that pinned up energy about? That anger that we feel, that we're angry all the time. For example, it might be because you want somebody to be somebody that they're not. You want your mother to be more nurturing, your father to be more loving. Can't make them something they're not. Go within. Yeah, this is much easier to say than do. I'm not acting like it's easy. But this is the journey you must take. How about the resentment you feel towards someone for using you or taking advantage of you or stepping all over you? You allow it. You allow it. Stop pointing it to someone else and start taking ownership and change it. Set those boundaries. Learn to say no and release the guilt, the shame, or whatever that you carry in saying no. If you are jealous of the success of someone else, turn it, that energy, that jealousy, turn it into creating success for yourself. Do you get where I'm going? Training the mind to feed nourishing positive thoughts and release the cynicism, the sarcasm. And you can do this by spending time mindfully, living mindfully aware, as we call it. And when you say these things, and take a moment and cancel, clear, delete it. Think of a way to rephrase it and begin to find your authentic sense of humor without the cynicism and the criticism and the sarcasm. I promise you, you're not going to lose your sense of humor. I promise. Start having a sense of humor over goofy, funny things. I'll tell you a story. At Christmas, we were hanging ornaments on our tree. My son and I were playing Christmas music, and we were hanging these ornaments on our tree. And it's a lot of work. It's a pain to get the tree up. It's a pain to put the lights on. But, you know, you're having fun. It's a tradition. And you're hanging the ornaments, and we hang ornaments of what the kids have created over the years. And they're now 15. Well, they'll be 15 here in a month or so, and my daughter's 17. And as my son and I were hanging these ornaments and reminiscing about who made it and talking about it and having this moment, we began to hang one ornament. We were like, who made that, Emma or you? His name is Reed. And we turned it over, and lo and behold, it was somebody else's name, not even anybody in our family. This ornament has been hung on our tree for 10 years or so, and we started laughing hysterically. Johnny, we'll call it. Johnny's ornament has been hanging on our tree now for 10 years. I wonder if Reed or Emma is hanging on his tree. The teacher just set them out, put them in a bag, book bag, you know, whatever, and nobody ever checked. Humor, plain and simple humor. Not at the cost of anyone, not at the cost of themselves or someone else. So get back. But get back to the simplicity of humor. And sure, every now and then we're going to have those and we love to bust on ourselves. But no, you are. Live in awareness. Don't let it be the only way you look at life, the only way the lens, you know, you look out of your lens of life from this cynical, cynicism, sarcastic space. Because then you begin to lose all sense of identity of anything other than that. And your whole perception becomes very, very narrow-minded. So shall we meditate and encourage releasing these toxicities, these lower energies in our organs and our cells? Let's begin. And if you find that you need assistance, this is a way you've lived life. I've had client after client. This is a very normal way of living life. But it can be done. You can change the lens by which you view the world and how you show up in it. But reach out to me, nancy@awakenwithlight.com, and let's get started. So without delay, let's settle in and start to meditate, shall we? So as always, we get comfortable. Our seated posture. Feel our backs comfortably straight. Eyes gently closed, relaxing. This is a moment to nourish your mind, your body, and your spirit. Everything else will wait. You're spending time being still. Rejuvenating and recharging all the cells in your body. And you're nourishing this vital life force energy that flows through your body and sustains life with the flow of breath. I want you to imagine with each flow of breath, feel your connection to the light, to the collective consciousness of something greater than yourself. However that comes packaged, but really put yourself in as a speck in the constellations, a drop in the sea of bodies of water that cover most of our continent. And lose your sense of self, your physical being. Feel that light, really igniting the light within, so that you become one with all that is. Filling yourself with this divine light, and it ignites the light that is in each and every one of us, if we just view everyone soul to soul, not in their human form. We are all one. Feeding that light. Exhale any toxicities that you've absorbed throughout the day. Giving the mind something to do. You're focused on the flow of breath in and out as you're inviting more of this light in. And you're exhaling anything that isn't aligned. Any casual thoughts come flowing in the mind. Place distance between you and that thought. I'm not going to think about that right now. Don't attach to it. Let it pass by. You're training the mind. You're the master. And right now, you're refueling and rejuvenating every cell in your body by being still. No judgment, no right, wrong, good, or bad. You're just being. And if that thought creeps in, teach the mind to let go of the thought. If you're a visual person, place it in a red balloon, send it on its way. Or just commandingly say, I'm not going to think about that right now. Bring yourself back to breath. The oneness with all that is. And as you nourish this connection, feel yourself melt a little deeper into the support of your chair and lose the sides of your body. I really want you to take in ownership of just being. Just light. You might even feel your own vibration. Nourish it with light, peace, calm, love, compassion, positive, nourishing food. And I want you to imagine like a magnet, this strong magnet, few inches from your back of your body. Begin toward the top of the head and let it go all the way down the body and imagine just sucking out all those metal toxic negative energies from your neck, your shoulders, your mindset in the mind, down the back. All these lower energies of anger for life has dealt you, resentment toward others that have taken advantage of you, jealousy for what others have. Let it go. Let it go. It's like drinking poison and wanting the other person to die. Stop feeding yourself the poison. Take back your power. And you can affirm to yourself as this magnet is pulling this energy out, I choose here and now to take my power back and release the toxicities of anger, resentment, and jealousy that hold me down. Feel yourself begin to lighten up, their vibration rising, so you can attract more peace, acceptance, love, and compassion, greatness, success, prosper. I allow myself to release this programming and to find a new identity for myself that is healthier and happier. Challenge yourself to greet the world with full awareness and notice when you're engaging in these lower energy thoughts, creating speech to make a cognizant effort to choose loving thoughts and express yourself from a higher vibrational point. It will not only stimulate a higher vibration in you, but the person you're delivering it to. Feel yourself releasing these toxicities, inviting this new train of thought, challenging and yourself to live in awareness, like you're clearing the lens so it'll be all magnified and you're going to notice when you show up this way, and you're going to cancel, clear, delete it, and choose a higher vibrational thought for the betterment of all. Tell yourself, I'm experiencing a lightness with this new mindset, and allow this deep healing to occur, to begin as I choose inner peace, acceptance, and contentment in this moment in time. This is what I choose, so be it. Feel yourself releasing your short fuse, your impatience. You're just plain angry. Your glass half empty. Because life deals you this. Feel yourself lightening up because you're choosing a higher vibrational thought, feeding yourself wholesome foods, not junk food. You might not have even equated that energy drew you to the donut, drew you to the candy bar, the chips. Come on, feed yourself loving, compassionate, nurturing thoughts. And feel it nourish the body and cuts the craving. As you nurture that for a moment. Choose, I am healthy, I am whole, and I am happy. That's simple. Feed those cells. Imagine yourself as this high vibrational being, sending out beautiful, nurturing vibration to all. ripple effect. Own this vibration. Choose positivity. Check in. How does my body feel mentally, emotionally, and physically as I own this? And when you're ready, gently choose to greet the world with a fresh lens, a fresh perspective. Heightened awareness, mindfully living. And gently open the eyes and process it with the eyes open for a moment. So as you go about your day, choose lightness. Peace, acceptance, and contentment. Find other ways to laugh. Enjoy the simplicity of humor. And again, if I can assist you in any way, please reach out to me and let's begin. And you can get those nourishing tools and techniques to help support your journey by getting peace now at awakenwithlight.com. Click on the banner ad. Reach out to me at nancy@awakenwithlight.com if I can assist. Contact me for that 30-minute consultation and begin claiming your own inner power, your own inner peace, and release the toxicities of anger, resentment, jealousy. Until next week, the spirit in me bows to the spirit in you. With a namaste. Namaste.